Here is the English translation of the text you provided. Japan's stimulus to be worth 135 billion, largest since pandemic, draft shows. Gold prices edge lower as December rate cut bets recede. Payrolls data awaited. Oil edges up as U.S. peace push may add to oversupply, though stockpile drawdown lends support. Early COP30 climate deal eludes Brazil, but Lula remains optimistic. Trump administration may delay biofuel import credit cuts as refiners resist. Oil settles down on renewed push to end Russia-Ukraine war. Cuba struggles to ease power cuts amid reduced fuel supplies from Venezuela and Mexico. Novartis projects 5-6% annual sales growth through 2030. UK at risk of another Liz Truss moment, warns Ashmore CEO, why UBS thinks the AI rally has much further to run. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 2.52% block. Australia shares jump on upbeat earnings outlook. US clears $93 million sale of Javelin anti-tank systems, Excalibur projectiles to India. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 1.24%. China property stocks surge on report of fresh stimulus measures. White House asks Congress to reject bill blocking NVIDIA chip exports, Bloomberg. U.S. economy likely added jobs at a moderate pace in September. China imports no U.S. soybeans for second month. Brazil arrivals up 29%. German tax revenues rise 0.5% in October, finance ministry says. U.K. consumer sentiment slides ahead of budget. Retailers say U.S. canceling October's employment report after shutdown prevented data collection. U.S. trade deficit narrows sharply in August in boost to third quarter GDP. EIA reports larger than expected drop in crude oil inventories, bullish for oil prices. Trade between Latin America and the Caribbean due to grow in 2025 despite U.S. tariff policy, ECLAC report shows. Trade balance shows improvement as deficit decreases. Beats forecast. Larry Summers resigns from OpenAI board amid Epstein document release. Italy eyes first rating upgrade from Moody's in 23 years. Analysis: AI borrowing binge prompts investors to back away from corporate bonds. World's richest nations are pulling back from global development efforts, study shows. Yen slumps, dollar jumps as U.S. rate cut bets recede. BOJ set to hike interest rates in December, but decision on knife edge. Reuters poll: stocks soar as Nvidia earnings ease, AI valuation fears, jobs data in view. Florida congresswoman charged with stealing COVID funds. Australia central bank scrutinizing three factors that could sway policy. Bitcoin price drops below $89, analyst says no quick fix here. Multi-VM support now live on a super testnet, expanding to EVM compatibility. Nextpace announces ecosystem fund, deploying up to $50 million for MSU ecosystem growth and expansion. EOS climbs 15% in rally. Tapbit marks fourth anniversary with continued focus on innovation and user trust. Crypto exchange Kraken valued at $20 billion in $800 million funding round. Kraken raises $800 million in funding round at $20 billion valuation. Introducing Filecoin, one-chain cloud, verifiable, developer-owned infrastructure. Bybit opens Vault of Legends with $500,000 USDT in exclusive VIP rewards. Zercute Finance unveils institutional yield platform with Monarch, Falcon X, and Fortis to restore trust in one-chain finance. Metabora Games partners with Neostella Games for Web3 game development. Agora Q3 2025 slides. Conversational AI drives 12% revenue growth. Kathy Woods Arc sells AMD stock. Buys bullish, and Circle Internet Fibrobiologics closes $4 million registered direct offering. American Integrity stockholders, price secondary offering at $20 per share. Ross Stores declares quarterly dividend of $45 per share. Cerence Q4 FY25 presentation, revenue exceeds guidance as connected services grow. Palo Alto Networks Q1 2026 slides, revenue beats expectations. Strategic acquisitions expand TAM. Artisan Partners opposes Axalta-AkzoNobel merger.